This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It was all these injuries for the 49ers now. It's driving me insane.
Crushing the mood.
Because, no, but honestly, like, I would just like to talk about this team if they were healthy. Because I hate having that creep in the back of my mind. I hate being that fan or just being able to talk about a team and say, yeah, but the injuries. Because it does feel like such a weak excuse. But in reality,
it is reality.
But it's a reality for this team right now. So when I see guys like Dominic Pooney getting hurt in a preseason game and having a PCL injury, and he could be potentially missing week one, that sucks for an O-line that, again, stop me if you've heard this before, has a lot of question marks around it outside of Trent Williams, who even in his own right has some question marks.
It's his own question mark.
Speaking of, and I teased it all throughout this morning, here is Kyle Shanahan speaking to the media yesterday on some updates around the injury front for the 49ers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mac Jones sprained his knee in the game. He'll miss this week. Dominic Pooney, just to update it, is a knee sprain. He's going to be out for a few weeks. And Patrick Taylor, who I think you guys saw go on IR, but he needs surgery for his shoulder because he ended up having a fracture in there.
Oh, no.
Brutal. Just absolutely brutal on all fronts right there. And that sucks for Patrick Taylor, a guy that, you know, had he stayed healthy, you never know. Again, anyone, whoever's healthy at the running back position come week one, is probably going to play. And Jeff Wilson Jr. is the number two right now. And he's like the only healthy guy outside of Christian McCaffrey, who they are keeping in a tight, tight bubble wrap at the moment.
Do not risk it with him right now with how tenuous the running back situation is. Some good news, I guess, on the running back situation. And this is per the injury list that Matt Maiocco put out earlier this week, is that Isaac Garendo is expected to be on track to return for week one. So that will add a little bit of depth to that running back room. But yeah, it is. It just feels so much like it's Christian McCaffrey or bust right now at the running back position. And Spadone, you mentioned the injuries there, and it's just this Niners roster, when you look at it healthy, because I like how you said it, I want to talk about this team as if they were healthy, because I do feel like if this team was fully healthy, which is, again, very hard to do in the NFL, this isn't a bold statement, you would feel so much better about what is possible this season for the 49ers. It's just starting with the offensive line, knowing how important Dominic Puni is to that interior protection there for Brock Purdy, knowing how important Trent Williams is to keeping Brock Purdy upright. Those are your two best offensive linemen, and you're going into the season with massive question marks on both of them in terms of their availability. And this is, I believe Brock's extension officially kicks in next year, if I'm correct, right?
I believe so, yeah. So there's still
have
the rookie. Yeah.
A lot of money committed to this guy, and your insurance policy, so to speak, which is your offensive line, is looking tenuous at the worst possible time. It sucks because this team, we should be talking about how good they can be, and the injuries are just completely cheapening that whole ability to do that, it feels like.
Here is Kyle Shanahan yesterday, again, speaking to the media, asked if there's any concern that Puni won't be ready for week one in Seattle.
There's a concern, but I know he's got a chance to also.
Thanks. There's a concern, but there's also a chance. So again, that's peak NFL. And again, we'll have another Spadone reason why I love football later on the show today, because what are we now? It's Wednesday.
Dominic Puni might play, but he also might not
play.
Tomorrow, that really narrows it down, Coach.
But
thanks.
He also might not. That's pretty good. That's a former host here at the station.
Shamari Block.
Thank you. The block is always hot.
I miss Shamari.
Tomorrow will mark officially 2 weeks away from the start of the regular season in the NFL. Because Thursday Night Football. Obviously, what's the first game this year?
Eagles and Cowboys, I believe. Jerry has to watch the Eagles get their ring that he'll never get it.
Why the Cowboys? I just...
Well, my assumption is while Jalen Hurts is getting a Super Bowl ring, there'll be a cut to Jerry Jones, and you'll see a tear go down his face. And I don't know if that should make you happy.
I mean, if you wanted to do the NFC East matchup that like the majority of people cared about, it would probably would have been Washington, right? I'd much rather see Jaden Daniels versus Jalen Hurts week one. Whatever, but wait, and then the Eagles play the Chiefs in the second week? Why didn't that just be the game one? Just do the Super Bowl. What
not America's
doing?
Team.
Oh, my God.
It's about America, Spadone. Can't be shortchanging America like that.
I mean, anyways, and I do need to see the Cowboys doc because apparently it's incredible. It's on Netflix. It just got released. I think it's like the Untold Stories or whatever it is.
What team doesn't have a doc these days? It seems like every team out there has some sort of
the
documentary.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, yeah. Is that it? Are they
Blake
the one
Bortles.
Team?
Blake Bortles.
The Jaguars, they the one team that doesn't have a doc. It seems like the Giants, they don't have a doc right now.
The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, still waiting on that Columbus Blue Jackets doc, I guess. But yeah, it's every team has. There's too many docs these days. I'm not going to watch them all. It's ridiculous.
Buffalo Sabres. I'm waiting on that one still. I'm just going to keep going.
There's like six different Red Sox docs, but there's zero Buffalo Sabres docs.
Spadone and Lubman. We're still waiting on that doc, too. 888-957-9570.
Can't do it.
I think it's more of a short.
Still waiting on Mykal Williams, too, huh, Shanahan?
Yeah, we were hoping this week. It was close, but just reported still some feelings yesterday, so we're still being safe with him. So we're still looking at him day to day, but definitely hoping for him by next week.
Again, that's one of the more brutal ones when you have a first-round draft pick invested in someone and you need to have... This is like the... Again, we're talking about why preseason matters. For guys like this to get legit reps to go up against other opponents, whether it's a second or third string, I don't care. I need to see Mykal Williams out there. If we're counting on this guy to be the number two alongside Nick Bosa, we're talking about Bosa being a DPOY. Part of being a DPOY, though, Sam, is getting help from other people on your defense. It's not all on you. I think we like to... We like to put this narrative that it's only TJ Watt, it's only Myles Garrett, it's only Max Crosby, it's only Micah Parsons. No, they have other people there that are helping them. They have other people on the other side or in the linebacking core helping these guys. And Bosa is going to need a Mykal Williams just as much as a Mykal Williams needs a Nick Bosa. They need someone else to step up here because, as we know, it's going to be a lot of chipping. It's going to be a lot of double teaming. They're going to be forcing the young players, the rooks, if you will, to beat them if you're the opposition on offense. If you're the Seattle Seahawks in week one and you're Mike McDonald and you're game planning, right? In the offensive, I know he's a defensive guy, but if he's in the offensive room and they're game planning with the with who is it, Clint or Clay? I always get the brothers confused.
A Kubiak.
Thank you. But they're game planning and they're saying we are not letting Nick Bosa or Fred Warner beat us. I will let anyone else try to do that. The D winners of the world or the Mykal Williams of the world in this case. So they need him out there desperately. Desperately. Yeah.
Well, and this is kind of goes into what I was saying in the last segment about, you know, why I do have question marks on Nick Bosa. By the way, I totally forgot Aiden Hutchinson should be on that list, too, of guys I would probably take over Nick Bosa right now. But no, a big part of the reason why they got Mykal Williams, because they want to offset, they basically want to take away any risk of a double team from Nick Bosa on the other side. Because that's the thing. He always gets double teamed, and that kind of is what basically limits him on the edge here. And that is why I think myself and a lot of Niner fans get frustrated is because we do see guys like Max Crosby, guys like TJ Watt, guys like Trey Hendrickson, who, you know, they don't get, they are still out all alone out there and they're able to split these double teams. And so, yeah, that just shows like the importance of Mykal Williams cannot be understated because you need Mykal Williams to basically put that pressure on the other side and take that protection that they would, that other teams would save for Nick Bosa and have to deal with Mykal Williams. You know, I've seen times again that CJ West in this preseason, he's impressed me at times. There's been other times where I'm just like, man, I don't know what you're going to get there. If you could just get one of these other D linemen to truly pop this year, that's going to go a long way for Nick Bosa, which again is part of why I have questions on Nick Bosa because he does need someone else on that D line to pop. If that doesn't happen, are we going to get another season like we had last year with Bosa where he had the lowest number of sacks in his, since his rookie year? He's dealing with injuries. He's a health concern now. It's a lot of – it's the Niners are very much a one thing leads to another team right now, and it's almost like a domino effect, so to speak, but in a positive way. But you don't have that first domino to fall, which is having that opposite side pass rusher on the other side of Bosa.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're talking about 49ers right now. And just do they have the bodies to keep up this season? Players just keep going down and down and down. Every single position group, it does not matter. Hell, Mac Jones, of all people, just got hurt. Is Mac okay? Oh, I'm down, Carter. Pop me back up, please, if you can do that. One more time.
Yeah, we think he'll be back. Yeah, I think he should be fine for week one. We just know he can't go this week, so.
Okay, that's good. And listen, Mac Jones.
It'd be really funny if he said, like, yeah, we think he's fine, but he also might not be.
Well, that's just the peak coach speak again.
I want college, just every answer the rest of the year. It's like, yeah.
Reasons why I love the NFL he might and be football hurt. He also is, might not. Is coach speak. It's the greatest thing ever.
Kyle is unfortunately very good at it.
Well, and NFL and football coaches are so different too than NBA, you know, managers in baseball because of the seasons that those guys have. They have to be a little bit more even keel throughout. Not to say that all coaches in the NFL are going to be rah-rah or overreacting constantly, but there is, you know, 17 games only of these things. So when you have one loss, it's like a gut punch of like 3 or 4 weeks for some of these other leagues and some of these other coaches.
Good point.
And they
man.
Have to wear it.
You got to hold on to it
and get
more.
Over it very quickly. And Kyle Shanahan knows about some heartbreaking losses for sure. And
at least one or two.
Real quick, Sam, because we had the question yesterday, and obviously preseason week three is going to be the Chargers in town. And there's a lot to be made about the relationship between some of these coaches and players on both of these sides. Jim Harbaugh being on the other side. Trey Lance being on the other side. What did you make of the conversation we were having yesterday when we had it with Baldwin? We asked him about rather having Harbaugh or Shanahan if you were starting up an NFL franchise. And I'm talking head coach here, Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan. What would you have taken and who would you have said?
I mean, let me ask the first question there, which is just the fact that everybody was taking Harbaugh over Shanahan. I think there's a mix of... Again, I was in Miami during most of the Harbaugh years, so I wasn't, you know, here in the Bay Area to experience it firsthand. But there was a level of just, like, just a level of fun during the Harbaugh years. There's just a tough, fun, blue-collar quality to those Niner teams that made getting behind them a very fun thing to do. And there is a toughness to those teams that I think made it very easy for 49er fans to embrace those teams. The feeling I got from, especially, you know, being around a lot of other Niner fans, was like it was almost like those Niner teams were bringing in shades of what those great Niner teams of the 80s and early 90s were like. And I think when people talk about how much they miss those Harbaugh years, it's that feeling that they got from their team that they miss. Whereas this current iteration of the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan, there's a lot of great guys to like on this team too. George Kittle, Fred Warner, very fun guys to root for. Brock Purdy, very fun guy to root for. Christian McCaffrey, a great guy to root for. But it just feels like with Harbaugh, it was like they're... What's the best way? Like, well, the way they feel, it was like there's a lot of brute force there that just kind of stopped. Where this Niners team, it's... I say finesse. I don't like that word, though, but I'm just going to say it, though, even
you
though...
You think they're blue-collar with Harbaugh, they're more white-collar with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I would say, like, they're more like... those were, like, lunch pail teams, where this is more like office-setting team with this Niners team. And this is the whole, like, the rah-rah guy versus the X's and O's guy. There's more... like a surgical football procedure with the Niners, then you're looking at me like I'm weird.
I don't get why we hate Kyle Shanahan so much. I really don't
because
understand
because it's just
it.
Kind of obvious that he's just not going to get there.
Why do we hate Kyle Shanahan?
Because it's just obvious he's not going
to
get there.
But why is that obvious? He's been to two Super Bowls.
And he's fallen apart both times.
Oh, my God. So spoiled.
The reason we're so
spoiled. Like, this guy... No, seriously. I'm going to... It's become in vogue to crush coaches all the... And I get it. I understand it's the thing we do as sports fans. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. We love to crush coaching. But I almost kind of feel like Elliot Ramos in this case, defending Kyle Shanahan. Those players love that guy.
SF Gates coming after you.
Thank you. Those players love that guy. They play hard for him.
Well, let me
so
ask
as much
you,
as we want is,
I'm gonna, let me,
we
let me.
Poo-poo Kyle Shanahan like he's some scrubbini out here, like he is Bob Melvin with the Giants, when in reality, he's been one of the most successful coaches in all of professional American sports.
Well, I think there comes a point where you want the guy to get over the hump. And when you get to a point where you feel like he can't get over the hump, you get this, what are we doing here feeling. You are an A's fan. You experienced the Bob Melvin years.
I'm an MLB fan. I used to be. I'm a Rob Lowe cap on. I'm a fan of Major League Baseball.
Well, there was once a time in your life, Joseph Spadoni, when you called yourself a green and gold bleeding A's fan, and for 9 years you watched Bob Melvin take your favorite baseball team to 6 playoff appearances, and yet at the end of it, A's fans were, there you go.
Choke.
There you go. You're making the choke noise. And then you were done with Bob Melvin. You're like, you know what? I've seen enough here. Let's pivot off this guy, bring in someone new. Is it crazy to say that there are a segment of Niner fans like TC and Sack who think just, you know what? I've seen the ceiling on Kyle Shanahan. The ceiling is not a Lombardi trophy. What is the goal in the NFL for all football teams, Joe Spadoni? Every year
it's
they
to
call...
win the Lombardi, Sam.
Oh, but if you're not going to do that with Kyle Shanahan, then why?
The
what
Bob
are we doing
Melvin
here?
Comparison falls on deaf ears because Bob Melvin never won a damn thing in the playoffs with the A's. Not a single series.
But it's the whole concept
of you're having the success.
Yeah. You're getting to the playoffs, which you want. You're getting to the places that you want, but you're not finishing the job. That is where the frustration of Kyle Shanahan comes in. There is a job that needs to be finished. It's not being finished. The blame is on Shanahan for not finishing the job since this is his whole team. And then when you keep falling short, eventually it's just like, you know what? This isn't working. That is why Niner fans get frustrated with Kyle Shanahan. And that is why I think that they gravitated towards Jim Harbaugh yesterday. And they only remember the good times. Right now, you're too angry with Kyle Shanahan for Niner fans to want to pick Harbaugh over Shanahan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.